This is 2ST. A very good morning to you. Now, you would have heard in our news that Wallandilly MP Nathaniel Smith and Goulburn MP Wendy Tuckerman have urged the Minister for Local Government, Shelley Hancock, to suspend Windjarra Shire Council. Now, both of those have been councillors on local council, and both would know that there's personalities and there's different trains of thought that don't go hand in hand with councils running smoothly. And I know that the community is very disillusioned with some of the politics and some of the antics that's been going on at Windjarra Shire Council. But it's totally naive for these two members of parliament to say the whole thing should be shut down and suspended, because we've only got 6 months to go before a local council election in September. So if you want to suspend council, that means basically nothing will get done for 6 months. That means if you're waiting for a development, that means if you're waiting for something to be built, that means if you need some advice, that means if anything that affects you that would have gone on in the next 6 months before the election will stop in its tracks. That's just the way it works. So it's totally naive. And these two are listening to those that are in their ear, because they want to bring council down so they can then stand and do exactly the same thing that's going on at the moment in our local council. Now, the thing is this. People do get disillusioned with local council because it's the closest form of government that we've got. And they like to take pot shots, particularly on Facebook and on the internet and what have you. But when you look at the achievements in the last number of years, and I basically went through some of the achievements in my column in the Sunday Times Express only a week or so ago, they've achieved a lot, and they're still achieving, the councillors at Windjarra Council and the staff that work with them. And it is the squeaky wheel that wants the oil. And the squeaky wheel has got into the ears of these two politicians. Now, do you really want your democratic right to vote in or out people that represent you day to day taken away by these two? Truly? What happens next? Do they turn round to the Goulburn Council and say, look, we're not too happy with you, we're going to get you suspended? Nathaniel Smith in Wallandilly, oh, we're not too happy with the way you're working, we'll get you suspended. Bloody ludicrous. The people that tally 50,000 people in the Windjarra are the masters of their own destiny. And we don't need politicians suspending councils that we deal with day to day. Bottom line. Now, there are councillors that are causing problems in Windjarra Shire Council. But you don't suspend the whole lot just because of a couple. And I'm behind the mayor 100%. 100%. The other thing is, too, only this morning in the Sydney Morning Herald, the New South Wales Local Government Minister, Shelley Hancock, has come out and said that basically take a good look at yourselves as far as councillors are concerned. She says the government had no tolerance for petty politics in the months preceding the September election. And she says, I quote, ratepayers rightfully expect high standards of leadership and behaviour from their elected representatives. And I'm warning all councils to make sure they do the right thing or they will face disciplinary proceedings. But she's talking about individual councillors. And she's saying that she will suspend and even disqualify those councillors from office. But I've known Shelley for a long, long time. In fact, I used to sit with her at Shoalhaven City Council for about 6 years. And she's the most determined but fair woman you could ever meet. And when she gets the right story about what's going on at Windjarra Shire Council, that's when she may move. But just stopping the whole council in its tracks, suspending the council, does nothing for this community. It does nothing for the poor workers at council who've got to go home with all this hovering over them and talk to their family and friends about it. And it certainly doesn't do anything for those people that have been helped by council and are waiting for projects to be done and developments to be taken on board by the council. Suspending the council will do nothing, absolutely nothing. And if they are suspended, don't be surprised if the council will go into administration. And if that's the case, then nothing will get done for about 4 years. And the things that do get done will be basically stamped by people that don't know the area and don't know you and I. Managers working with the managers at council. And studies have been done about what happens in administration. And it's not the 4 years that a place is in an administration. It's probably the 12 to 14 years that the effective administration has. So for these two state members to come out and speak for the minority saying shut down the council is more than naive. And I thought more of Wendy Tuckerman and Nathaniel Smith to try this on.